USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On the morning after the Republican-led U.S. Senate acquitted President Trump of two articles of impeachment brought against him by U.S. House Democrats, he and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi appeared together at the National Prayer Breakfast, Pelosi giving the opening prayer.
We thank all gathered at this prayer breakfast for lifting our voices for the millions who are missing or murdered because of their faith.
When he spoke, President Trump seemed to be directing some of his remarks at Pelosi. He had famously said once, when she had said she prays for him, that he didn't believe her and she was lying.
I don't like people who use their faith as justification for doing what they know is wrong. Nor do I like people who say, I pray for you, when they know that that's not so.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. rootwall.com.
Bernie Sanders continues to lead a tracking poll less than a week before the New Hampshire Democratic presidential primary. He's first with 25% support in the WBZ Boston Globe survey released late yesterday. Pete Buttigieg has moved up to second with 19%. Former Vice President Joe Biden is down 3 points to 12% and third place in that poll. He was taking some shots at Bernie Sanders while he made a stop in New Hampshire yesterday.
He calls himself a democratic socialist. Well, we're already seeing what Donald Trump is going to do with that. He's a good man, but he labeled himself.
Fewer Americans filing for jobless claims. The Labor Department says around 202,000 workers filed first-time jobless claims last week. That's a decrease of 15,000 from the previous week, as that total was revised up by 1,000 to about 217,000. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo making it official with the announcement of the launch of the 27-nation International Religious Freedom Alliance.
One of the objectives of the International Religious Freedom Alliance is to adopt a collective approach of protecting and preserving religious freedom around the world. Mr. Pompeo said, people of every faith or no faith should be free to believe as they desire.
Every human being has the right to believe in whatever it is they wish, to change their faith or to hold no faith at all. Indeed, we must affirm and fight for that truth now more than ever.
I'm John Clemens.
Idaho authorities say they have found children's items in a storage unit rented by the mother of two missing kids, 7-year-old Joshua Vallow and his sister, 17-year-old Tylee Ryan, have not been seen or heard from since September. Their parents, Lori Vallow and her husband, Chad Daybell, fled their home in Rexburg, Idaho, back in November. Family members have raised concerns about the children and have been pleading for their safe return. The East Idaho News saying Vallow rented a storage unit in Rexburg in October, and the credit card on file was declined last month. That's when the storage company called police, and inside the unit, police found bikes and winter clothes for kids, a photo album with their pictures, and a number of other items. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.